8:57 on a Tuesday morning. Time once again for Musical Musers, brought to us by Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary? Go to globelifep1.com, see what they can do for you. And this week I'm hosting, and we have a two-part Musical Musers. We're going to look at some of the big shows coming to town this week. And then we have Rock and Roll Hall of Fame news, with the class of 2023 being announced over the weekend. So first, to just a few of the big shows coming to town this week. We actually have a lot. There's a pretty heavy week of concert listings between now and next Monday. But a few that I wanted to mention. First up, tonight at the Factory in Deep Ellum, it's Jason Isbell.
Yeah, just got through talking to Kat, who saw him at Red Rocks just a couple of nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
As epic as you had imagined, and had a chance to go to this tonight, but I've got too much to do, and I've got Stars hockey, so I can't, but hate that I'm missing it.
What does the Factory hold for a show?
1,500 to 2,000, maybe?
That was going
to
be my guess.
Really? Something like that?
I was going to guess 2,000. That seems a little small for him.
Well, I think this will be your last chance to see him at a venue like that. I think now he's going to another level in venues.
Yeah, because he just played Red Rocks. That's 10,000.
Yeah,
but he's going to play a 2,000 seat venue tonight.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see the capacity there. It's the Factory in Deep Ellum, right?
Yep.
That's the old. You remember what it used to be called? Well, this says that it used to be a Henry Ford had an assembly plant there. I guess that's why it was the Factory.
Wow. Okay. Didn't know that.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah, it doesn't have the capacity here.
Another big show coming to town this week is Saturday at Dos Equis Pavilion, The Cure.
Yes.
Kat also told me he's going to this.
Yeah.
This is Saturday?
Yep.
I got to get tickets to this. If anybody
Stop it.
Happens
Don't do it.
To know,
Don't call
I mean, or maybe you already have a free suite there that
go out there and buy them like the rest
needs
of
some
us.
Company.
We were talking about The Cure a few weeks ago. Did you guys say that you went to a Cure concert together?
Yeah, we went at the AAC. What do you think that was, Gordo?
Was it AAC?
6 years ago? Yeah.
For some reason, I thought we were in a suite, though, somewhere.
We were, thanks to my sister.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows someone who has a suite there.
Oh, I know how it came up, because we were talking about bands that play long shows.
Yeah, and it was a pretty long show, and my memory of it, there were some great throwbacks to 30 years ago and 40 years ago, but there was a lot of new stuff that raised a lot of question marks.
It's okay. Artists
no,
are allowed to
you wanted to leave 10
to
minutes
grow.
In.
I didn't want to leave.
What is this? That's a new one, Gordo. Yeah, but it's another new one.
Boy, that's a great age-old debate about concerts. Because I know, George, with The Fix, you always defended when they played new stuff, and most of the fans just wanted to hear the old stuff.
Right.
Most fans don't have a whole lot of patience for new stuff, unless it's hit new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not hit new stuff, they don't really want to hear it at a show.
No, they don't. But dude, do the show for the casual or
obviously.
the casual fan or the one like me when I saw The Fix who was thrilled to hear things off Happy Landings. I don't know.
But, I mean, they're musicians. You got to keep allowing them to create.
Yes. And
I mean, what if we had stopped them after their second album and said, hey, no more. I didn't want to hear only stuff from the first couple of albums. Stop making, and then you would have missed out on a lot of new hits.
That is true, but they're also entertainers, and if they're not entertaining the masses with their new stuff that the masses don't like.
Well, I saw another Fix show with a more casual fan who loved the new stuff. So a lot of it is about presentation. And I think if you're really good and I think a lot of it's on the band. And if the band really sells it, I think even the casual fan will go, you know, I've never heard that before, but that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song.
I just feel so bad for bands when they go, this is one off our new album, and you can feel the energy of the crowd.
Yeah. God, who was it?
Everybody heads to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's so defeating.
Who was it? It may have been when I saw footage of a Jason Isbell concert, and he said that same thing about, okay, it's a new one, so probably be a good time to head to the bathroom.
Yeah, Gosh.
Another big show coming to town this week is Sunday at Texas Trust CU Theater in Grand Prairie. Boys to Men, George.
Let's go. Boy band.
Where were they on your boy band radar?
They were on there because my kids liked them, mm-hmm. especially my older one. In fact, I think we have a video of my oldest singing this song and really getting into it. It's really funny because I think he was, I don't know, 6 or 7 years old. They had good. They had some good songs.
Gosh,
this is a great
this
song.
Kind of music just drains.
Shut up. Turn this thing off. This is a good one. What's wrong with this song?
It's just so anemic.
No, it's not. Listen.
Bell patch on the keyboard.
Well, you have your choice on Sunday because at opposite ends of the spectrum from this very laid-back music, you also have a show Sunday at Dos Equis Pavilion, Godsmack.
Yes.
Cat
yes.
is also going to this, I think.
Is he really?
I think he is.
Good night. Godsmack.
You may be familiar with some of their albums, like Faceless.
Yep.
All Wound Up.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
When Legends Rise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh, that is so hellmouth.
Right, turn it up, Tyler. That's actually not bad. I could have taken that for 2 hours. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be tough. All right, a few of the big shows coming to town this week. We also had big music news this week when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their class of 2023. And that class includes Sheryl Crow. She's highly...
I know someone who hates Sheryl Crow.
That's weird.
How could you hate Sheryl Crow?
I don't know.
Nobody hates Sheryl Crow.
Believe me, I don't understand
I see a hand raised in Kat's office.
Does that mean, is that for Godsmack or Sheryl Crow?
I don't know.
Well, regardless, she belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah,
does
I think
she?
So. Yeah,
I think
for that
so.
5 to 6 year stretch in the 90s where she was
relevant.
Maybe more relevant than she is now, Gordo, but yeah, she was huge.
I watched that documentary on her.
Yeah, I think she's
came
great.
Out a couple years ago.
I think her yeah. voice is great. I think she writes a great song. And yeah, it was a pretty incredible run she had.
The
yeah.
sun.
Without flat backup singers.
Also in the class
don't
this
comment
year,
on their bodies.
Kate Bush.
Because of one flippin' song.
Which has experienced a resurgence lately, running up that hill.
Sheryl Crow dated Lance Armstrong, didn't she?
Yeah. And Owen Wilson, and somebody else famous.
John Mayer?
Probably. I always like this song. You guys don't like it?
It's okay. I didn't like it when it first... Was it a 90s song or 80s?
85.
85. No, I always thought it was a drainer.
Well, congratulations to yeah. her on being well, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
For one song that's not that great.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Dude.
She was
it
more of a hit.
A little bit better than that.
She was more of a hit in the UK than here. She had 10 albums go top 10 in the UK.
Is she British?
Yes. She's Sir Catherine Bush.
All right.
Also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2023, George Michael, not of the Sports Machine, but of Wham.
This was a great album.
He great. Belongs. He belongs, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he belongs. I think the only thing he did good was a Christmas song. That's the only George Michael song I like.
That's a horrible song.
And I think this is a horrible
last
song.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Better than this song.
The very next day, you gave it away.
Perfect.
So, they regifted the heart. It's their present to do with whatever they want to with it. This is a great song. This album also had was Father Figure on this album. Whoa, you don't like Father Figure?
I don't think I like that song either.
Oh, man. I'd take 35 days off my life if I never had to hear that song again.
Let's see if I can find this album track.
Baby! Maybe a year.
Also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Also in the Hall of Fame class this year, Missy Elliott, Rage Against the Machine, The Spinners, and Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Deserves to be there. He's been in a lot of rock shows, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as we all know, pertains to more than just traditional rock.
Okay, wait a second. This album had Faith. This song.
Terrible.
Father Figure.
Terrible.
Great song.
Terrible.
Okay, Tyler, get I Want Your Sex ready. That is a great tune. I don't think you're really listening to what I'm saying.
How did it go?
What a joke.
Want Your Sex? That's awesome. All right, play it, Tyler.
He was
this
like
is
a
great.
Saturday Night Live character. Like,
what are you talking about?
With a pop British star who has
huge
ridiculous
album.
Songs, but people think he's good because he's hot. That's the only reason why he was popular. Songs
crank it up.
Sucked.
Crank.
It's not going to make it any better.
Oh, this is a great groove.
No, it's not.
It is.
Talk about campy and there's no soul in this song.
It's some campy
I remember
things.
This.
There's things that go. This intro lasts for about 5 minutes. It's got cowbell.
It. Again, it's a joke artist.
Yeah. Oh. Give it a chance, George.
No one has sucked more in the 80s and 90s than George Michael.
I strongly disagree with Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton. Artists like that going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They shouldn't be in there.
There are snubs
George
like...
George Michael shouldn't be in there.
He also had One More Try on this album. That was a huge hit. Monkey was a huge hit.
No, it wasn't.
He belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I just don't... I'm kind of with George. I don't really like all his music. But he belongs there. But as always, after a class like this is announced, people focus on the snubs. And there are bands like Iron Maiden that isn't in. The Smiths aren't in.
Let's shoehorn George Michael in there, but not Iron Maiden. That's
unbelievable.
Wait,
how did Kate Bush get in, but the Smiths don't?
Right. XTC's not in, Gordon.
Were they nominated, or are you just saying
they've never
been
gotten
nominated?
Let's see. They have been, where is that page? They've been.
XTC.
No, they've never been nominated.
Absolutely deserves to be in.
Warren Zevon is not in.
What a joke.
He shouldn't be.
Oh my gosh. But George Michael should?
Absolutely. For this album
two
alone.
Two decades of fart music?
Whoa. What?
The B-52s aren't in. There's so many snubs.
The weirdest encapsulation of his career I've ever heard of.
But they're putting in all these country artists. I just don't get it.
If you tell me he's in for Last Christmas, I'm okay.
And that's the one you like.
I know. We fight over it every December.
And that is Musical Musers.